with Dr. Sonali Dasgupta, and our topic for podcast is diabetes. Dr. Dasgupta, diabetes is a kind of big subject at the moment. Can you tell us a bit about what it is?
Yes, Kathy. So diabetes is a chronic condition that affects lots of people, and there's two different types. And what we're finding is type 2, so the type of diabetes that you get later on in life, is actually increasing at quite an alarming rate, actually. So diabetes is essentially an issue with your metabolism, in the sense that your body isn't able to shift sugar in your blood. So sugars that you get from the food that you eat, or that your body will release in response to certain things, it can't shift it in ways that it needs to. So what then happens is that you get more sugar in your bloodstream, and your body really doesn't like that. Type 1 diabetes is a type of diabetes that you tend to get when you're younger, and it's as a result of your immune system attacking your pancreas, which is an organ that sits in the upper part of your tummy that produces insulin. Insulin is a hormone that tells your body to take up the glucose, or the sugar in your blood, from your blood into the cells. And those cells include your muscles, include fat tissue, well, every single cell in your body needs sugar. So that's what it's trying to do. It's telling your cells to take up that sugar. When your pancreas isn't producing enough insulin, which is what happens in type 1 diabetes, because a lot of the tissue has been destroyed, that's when you get type 1 diabetes. And generally younger, so children may get this, or young adults. And those children, young adults, will often need to go on to insulin. So they'll need to take insulin as a therapy for that. Now, that accounts for about 10% of all diabetes. So 90% is type 2 diabetes, which is a condition that happens, that increases in number later on in life. So the older we are, the more at risk we are of diabetes. And it's quite a complex disease, in the sense that there's lots of things that can increase your risk of developing this. One of those risks, for example, if you've got a strong family history of it, so there are some genetics behind sort of your risk of getting diabetes. So if you've got, first degree relatives that have diabetes, it means that you're at increased risk of developing this yourself. Like I said, age. So with increasing age, our risk of diabetes increases. And we think that's to do with kind of the efficiency of your organs as you age, but also developing other chronic conditions, which we'll sort of talk about in a second, can increase your risk. And the other things that can increase your risk, as we probably know about, so what's been talked about a lot in things like the media, is lifestyle. So what we know is that those who perhaps have a higher body mass index than what's recommended, so those people who were in the overweight or obese categories, are at increased risk of insulin resistance. And also those that don't get regular exercise. And the reason we think that happens is something called insulin resistance. So insulin resistance, which is another sort of nebulous topic in itself, is where your body is producing insulin. So there's nothing wrong initially with your pancreas. It's producing the insulin. But because of those lifestyle issues, or your body composition, your body isn't responding to the insulin. So the cells that normally would respond to that insulin signal aren't taking up the glucose as they should. And then when that glucose starts to rise, that's when you tend to get the issues. At the beginning, you don't tend to get very much in the way of symptoms, but the longer that glucose is allowed to be in your bloodstream, the higher the risk you are of developing overt diabetes in the future.
And why is diabetes a problem then? Why would we care if we have diabetes? What happens?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think it's quite an arbitrary thing, isn't it? Thinking about blood glucose in your blood and what that then translates into. So what happens, so the reason we think, you know, that we know diabetes is a problem is having high blood sugar, so having all those glucose molecules in your blood can be quite detrimental to your body on the whole. So what's happening is, so when you've got a high blood sugar, it affects the way a lot of your organs and other things in your body, for example, your nerves and your blood vessels, it affects the way that they work and they're able to function. And over time, having a high blood sugar damages those nerves and blood vessels and can cause sort of, you know, can accumulate damage to certain organs. So we call these diabetic complications. So when you've had high blood sugar for a long time, you are at more risk of developing these complications. And it's the complications that we tend to worry about. So for example, in the NHS in the UK, the budget for diabetes is quite a lot. And over 90% of that budget is spent on treating diabetes complications. And that's one of the major causes for hospital admissions. And it's actually one of the major causes of mortality. So the reason why people with diabetes die. So we can think about these complications. We tend to group them into two different categories. So depending on where they do the damage. So some of the damage is done, like I said, in smaller blood vessels. And the organs that are affected by that are the kidneys. So over time, your kidneys can become damaged. Over time, your eyesight can become damaged because of the delicate blood vessels in your retina are adversely affected by glucose. And then the nerves. So the nerves in your, for example, in your hands and feet are quite sensitive. They're small and they're susceptible to damage. And a lot of people with sort of diabetes that hasn't been well controlled and they've had it for a long time can get something called peripheral neuropathy, where the nerves don't work and they can get numbness and pain in their hands and feet. And then you've got the other causes, the other complications. And these are the complications. We call them macrovascular complications. And these are the more threatening complications. So these are the ones that kind of decrease your life expectancy. And so having diabetes, having a high blood sugar, can affect your heart. So it affects the way, so can increase the chance of something called atherosclerosis, which is coronary artery disease, and increase your risk of heart attacks. And it can increase your risk of stroke. And for patients that have type 2 diabetes, one of the leading kind of causes of death is heart attacks. So MI. So that's what we're really trying to prevent. So what we do know is that if you can control your blood sugar, and particularly in those who've already been diagnosed with diabetes, if the diabetes is well controlled, i.e. your blood sugar remains as close to the normal range as possible for a long period of time, you reduce your risk of getting all of those complications and thus increasing your life expectancy.
That's great. So from what you say, type 1 diabetes, can't do anything with that. But type 2 diabetes, that is within our control to influence.
Yeah.
And I think we can actually reverse being a diabetic. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's been a lot of work on this recently, actually. What we now know is that particularly in people that have been diagnosed recently, so within the last kind of 5 to 6 years, taking steps, so making significant lifestyle changes, can actually reverse your diabetes. So you can go from having high blood sugar and needing medications, for example, to treat your diabetes, to having a normal blood sugar and no longer needing those medications. In the NHS at the moment, they are running a scheme called Diabetes Remission. And what that is essentially is going on a diet that does reduce your calories and makes sort of looks at the volume of food that you're eating with the aim of trying to lose weight. And even if you can lose sort of 5 to 6% of your body weight, what we can see is that the blood sugar comes down. And if that can be maintained for another few months, that the blood sugar sort of comes down and stays down. And then what we can do is then what we call deprescribe. So we can take off some of those diabetes medications. And with proper monitoring, if you maintain those lifestyle changes, then you can live in remission for a long period of time. So it is something that's within our control. And we are seeing more and more people actually being identified as having pre-diabetes. So where your blood sugar is in a bit of a grey zone between normal blood sugar and not quite overt diabetes yet. But in that zone, actually, a lot of steps can be taken to reduce your risk of developing diabetes in the future. And we all know that prevention is kind of easier and better than cure. So that allows you, highlights an opportunity where you can make changes to try and reduce that risk significantly.
That's great. Thank you.